Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air. So
join. Did you ever ride a snowmobile? I did. I had in Colorado. I expected it to be a whole lot of fun, pretty easy because, you know, I've had lots of motorcycles and no, not at all. Now I understand now they have them with power steering. It's a whole lot, but man, this was not fun at all. Oh, by the way, my name is Frank Opinion and you are, as you know, you are on the Frank Opinion Joke Podcast. I appreciate you checking in. Also, not just check in, but check out aocreatives.com. aocreatives.com is their website, and get in touch with them about podcasts if you want one or want to make yours better. Same with websites, aocreatives.com. Please hit the follow button. That way you never miss a joke. The reason I asked about snowmobiles is this joke has a snowmobile in it. We went to I don't even remember, Snowmass, Aspen, wherever it was, on vacation years ago with the kids and rented some snowmobiles. And I wrecked one and had to buy a whole new fairing and windshield and the whole deal because I was an idiot and I thought I could handle it, but I couldn't. So I didn't like it, didn't enjoy it. I would like to try one of the newer ones with power steering and all that stuff because, man, I remember you had to manhandle this thing. You had to be fairly strong, which I'm not, to just turn it. So the joke is about, and this takes a while to tell, and you know I like them. The longer it takes to tell them, the more I like them. And it's the story that I know a lot of people want to retell it as an Eskimo, but the star of the joke is not an Eskimo. It's a guy who lives whatever the most northern point of the globe is, the Arctic Circle or whatever. That's where he lives, but he's not an Eskimo. And the reason I make a point to say he's not an Eskimo is that in this joke, this guy's got a massive beard. I mean, a beard that's so full, you barely see his face. It's down on his chest. And Eskimos don't have beards. Did you know that? They have no facial hair. Neither do Native American Indians. Watch any movie where they're Native American Indians, and if they're bareback on a horse, they have no chest hair, no back hair, no facial hair. They don't, and neither do Eskimos. Isn't that weird? How does that happen, that a certain group of people don't ever have to shave? That'd be kind of nice. Unless you like having a beard, then you're kind of screwed, because you don't see any Native American Indians with beard. They have no facial hair. So this guy is, let's just call him a guy who lives in extreme cold and traps his own food and heats his igloo with whale blubber, and he's the real deal. And he's got a snowmobile, and he's got his living quarters, an igloo, and his spears and all this stuff. He never goes into town because town is not close. It's 4 or 5 hours by snowmobile. So what he does is he makes sure that for months he has all the supplies he's going to need, all the flour, all the grain, all the utensils. He'll go into town and stock up for a year. And he has a giant tank at his place with gasoline for the snowmobile. Because let's face it, you can't drive 4 hours in. If you're running out of fuel, you'll never make it. So he has a giant tank, storage tank of gasoline. And he has tools. He works on his own snowmobile. But this particular day, the snowmobile is acting up. It's spitting smoke and belching and kind of stopping. He has to restart it. Something is wrong, and he can't fix it. This is the one time he cannot fix the snowmobile. So he has no choice. If it can barely make it into town, limp along into town, he's going to have to pack up, head into town, and find a snowmobile repair shop. So he packs his stuff, loads up, gets on the snowmobile, and it's running, but it's rough. So he takes off. As he's just getting into this, northern, freezing, cold little town, Just as he pulls into town, it gave its last blue smoke, and then it's done. So he gets off and he pushes it on the rest of the way into town, and he sees a sign. It's a snowmobile repair. Oh, thank goodness. So he pushes it up to the shop. And the owner comes down and goes, "What's the problem?" He goes, "Well, the problem is my snowmobile is finally given out, and I can fix it, but I can't. I really need you to get this thing running. I depend on this snowmobile for everything. Can you help me?" He goes, "Well, kind of backed up now, but I can tell you're in a hurry and you don't want to be here forever. So I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me get a couple of these other jobs out of the way and I'll take a look at it." He said, "If you want, while you're waiting, there's a cafe. See right over there where it says cafe?" He goes, "Yeah." He goes, I got some good stuff in there. You go over there and hang out and wait. I'll come over there and get you and let you know what's going on once I've had a chance to take a look." Now, keep in mind that this northern mountain man has never been in a restaurant, never been in a cafe. I mean, he lives out by himself in the middle of nowhere. He's not too wise to the ways of the world, or so he's never, I mean, he knows the word cafe, but he's never been in one. So while the guys were looking at the snowmobile, Mr. Mountain Man, with his big, heavy beard and his fur jacket and his boots, walks into the cafe and sits down. And the waitress comes over and says, "Well, welcome. I don't believe I've seen you in here before." He goes, "Well, I've never been in here before. I've never been anywhere, really. I live way, way north, kind of out in the wilderness, nowhere, and I need to kill some time till the snowmobile repairman comes over and tells me what's going on with my snowmobile." She says, "Would you like to see a menu?" He said, "What?" She says, "You know, a menu." He goes, "No, I'm sorry, I don't know. What is that?" She goes, "Whoa, wow, you do live out in the middle of nowhere. Menu is it's a thing that you look at, it tells you what we have to serve, food." He goes, "Yeah, I'll take a look at that." So she leaves, and he's looking it over, and she comes back over to the table, and she says, "Well, have you decided?" He goes, "Yeah, but I don't really understand a lot of what's on the menu, but I'll tell you what looks interesting to me." And he points to a kid who's with his dad a couple of booths over, and he's eating ice cream out of a bowl. And he says to the waitress, he goes, "Man, that kid looks like he's really enjoying that. What is that stuff?" She says, "You mean ice cream?" He goes, "Yeah, what is that? Is that what that is?" She said, "Yeah, it's called ice cream, and most people really, really like it." And he says, "Well, I'd like to try that. So what that kid's having there, that what is that? That looks white." She goes, "It's vanilla. It's just vanilla ice cream. I'll try it." So she brings him two big scoops of vanilla ice cream in a bowl. Now, again, keep in mind, this guy is pretty uncivilized, so he's not used to silverware or utensils. So he just reaches down with his bare hands and starts shoving ice cream into his mouth, and it's all over his beard. He's got ice cream, you know, dripping down his beard, off his chin. His nose has got ice cream on it. And she says, "What do you think?" He goes, this is really good. Really, really good." So he just keeps shoveling it in barehanded, no utensils. And just then there's a tap on his shoulder and he looks up. It's the snowmobile repairman. And the mountain man looks up at him with this ice cream, you know, dripping off his beard, stuck in his beard and on his face. And the repairman says, "Well, sir," says, "it looks like you blew a seal." He goes, no, this is ice cream." Oh,